Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods has been noticed by the other fire chiefs across the state who are members of the California Fire Chiefs Association. On Friday, Woods was named as the Fire Chief of the Year by the association, an award named after retired State Fire Marshal Ronnie Jack Coleman, and one that's been handed out each year since 2000. Chief Woods was recognized for his work in the consolidation of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department and his work in developing advanced life support paramedic training for Humboldt Bay Fire crews, as well as his role in developing and deploying the department's rescue swimmer program. Chief Woods is the secretary of the Chiefs Association, an avid member of Southwest Rotary, and serves on the board of directors for the local Salvation Army. Chief Woods said in a statement, and I quote, "I was shocked and humbled to receive the award, but it's really a confirmation of the work we have been doing at Humboldt Bay Fire with our consolidation and our emphasis on customer service," unquote. Sheriff's detectives are investigating an armed robbery that took place at the 76 gas station in the 1900 block of Central Avenue early this morning. The clerk told responding deputies that two men had entered the store through an unlocked rear entrance. Both suspects were wearing dark clothing, and the victim reported that one of the suspects was holding a black handgun, which he pointed at the clerk while demanding the clerk open the safe. The clerk complied, and the suspects fled the scene. The first suspect is described as an adult white male, 6'1 to 6'2, with a thin build, who was wearing a black hoodie, black gloves, and a black mask. The second suspect is described only as a male with a thin build, 5'8 to 5'10, who was wearing a gray hoodie and a dark mask. Anyone with information about the suspects or the robbery is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Humboldt Bay firefighters were called out to a structure fire in the 2600 block of I Street in Eureka yesterday morning. When firefighters arrived, they saw smoke coming from a second-floor apartment over a garage, which was found to be vacant. Firefighters gained entry, knocked down the fire, and searched the space. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and there was significant smoke and water damage to the interior of the apartment. Anyone with information is asked to contact Humboldt Bay Fire. On Friday night, officers from the Arcata Police Department conducted an investigation into possible drug sales activity at a motel in Valley West. Officers obtained a search warrant for a vehicle and a room at the motel and found approximately a half ounce of heroin. Officers arrested 25-year-old Eureka resident Matthew Casagrande and 22-year-old Eureka resident Nisha Watts Brown for possession of heroin and possession for sale. And the City of Eureka's Public Works Department will have work crews on Fairway Drive through the end of the week, weather permitting, to install guardrails along the street. Fairway Drive will be reduced to one lane with flaggers present from 7:30 in the morning until 6 in the evening. Please use caution when transiting the area. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This series of storms that made their way through Humboldt County over the past 5 days left their mark, particularly on local roadways. Throughout the county, there were localized flooding in areas prone to flood, such as Matole Road and Old Arcata Road, and that meant county road crews were busy cleaning debris, setting up warning signs, and opening roadways. First District Supervisor Rex Bone was out as well, checking on his district.
I spent 3 days in the First District driving around. I think I put about 600 miles on my pickup, and I mean the Matole Road, Blue Slide Road, all the flooding, you know, the lowland flooding in Port Kenyon and Cannibal Island and stuff like that. There was a lot of water this weekend.
The rain and flooding have receded, but there remains work to be done.
Hey, our road crews actually, I mean, they kicked butt this weekend. I mean, you got to understand, too, they have to put out hundreds of road closed, one lane. They have to get those signs out there so people don't come up across the road and cause an accident or, you know, things like that. So these guys did I was out early and stayed late, and everywhere I went, every slide and everything I went, there was a crew working on it. So the guys did a great job.
All in all, Humboldt County came away from the storms in pretty good shape, with relatively few power outages and no major river flooding. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.